This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Daniel, we got an echo. Daniel, you got an echo. There we go. All right, sorry, I lost my voice. Big football day yesterday. Really good football day. Love my voice. Cowboys are good. But I'm sorry I lost my voice. Okay, let's talk about vaping. This is kind of some serious stuff. So we have technically right now 5 deaths and over 455 cases being investigated by the CDC. And, let me just warn you guys, that's an underestimation because the problem is we have people with lung disease and issues every day, all the time, in thousands of hospitals throughout the country. And the average medical history doesn't always include, do you vape? It always includes, do you smoke tobacco products? And so I had taught medical students to make sure they asked about vaping, but it's not on the electronic medical record. So if you can't click it on the electronic medical record, then if a hospital wants to pull up data on how many people died or how many people had severe lung disease in the ICU, they might not be able to pull up that data on how many were vapers. So the numbers are starting to kind of rise exponentially, not so much because all of a sudden everybody got sick this week. It's because hospitals are starting to figure out how to kind of get that data, where they almost have to go back and ask the patient, or if it was documented, somehow put that in. And I'm sure electronic medical records are now starting to catch up, and they're going to have a space for vaping. So right now, we're being told that we're at 455 cases of vaping-related illness and 5 deaths. And the big news that came out last week was that it's linked to a vitamin E acetate. Now, where this came from is the New England Journal of Medicine published a study where they found lipid-laden macrophages. Now, I don't know if you guys remember biochem, or not biochem, microbiology. Microbiology was so, so cool because you got to see little paramecium, you got to see fungi, you got to see bacteria, viruses. But one of the coolest cells, one of my favorite cells, is the macrophage. And the macrophage is kind of like a Pac-Man type of thing, even though it doesn't look like Pac-Man, that goes and it scavenges around, and when there's bad things, it absorbs it and then helps remove it and dump it. And so what they found in this one particular case they looked at, it was a 21-year-old healthy guy, but he vaped marijuana sort of cartridges. And he had a daily vaping marijuana habit, but the marijuana was in the vape cartridge. And when they looked at, he came down with some sort of a pneumonia, but it didn't necessarily look like a bacterial pneumonia or a viral pneumonia or a fungal pneumonia. So they had, when they did bronchoalveolar lavage, and when they did certain testing, they were able to pathologically see these macrophages that were full of fat, lipid-laden. And so they linked it, well, experts have linked vitamin E acetate to causing these lipoid sort of pneumonias. It's called a lipoid pneumonia, okay? Lip meaning fat, like fat lips. That's how I remember it, okay? So what they believe, and study authors looked at Utah patients, 10 out of 10, all 10 out of 10 had this lipoid pneumonia. There was no bacteria that was found. There was no virus that was found, but it was this fatty sort of pneumonia. And vitamin E, I don't know if you guys have ever seen vitamin E. Vitamin E is a really, really cool vitamin, okay? Vitamin E, I really should use vitamin E more. Vitamin E we use in a lot of skin creams and moisturizers. It's very oily. It has a great oil form of it. And so, you know, I remember when I was younger being told by women who looked good, take vitamin E caplets and put them on your face and all that. I haven't done that yet. I need to. You know, now that I'm 31, you know, I'm starting to show signs of age. So I got to cover up the 31-ness because I'm 31. Yep. So you break open the vitamin E. I used to tell people to break open vitamin E when you had a wound and break open a vitamin E caplet, put on the wound, it would help the healing. It was fantastic. And so there was a lot of push for people to take vitamin E because they said not only did it help skin, but it helped heart disease. But then I think it was back in 2005, 2006, a study came out going, nah, 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 nah. In fact, vitamin E could possibly increase the risk of heart disease and stroke, slow your roll. I'm telling everybody to take vitamin E supplements. How I look at it is it's different strokes for different folks. For some people, vitamin E works. For some people, it doesn't. Just like red wine. For some people, red wine is exactly what they need to keep them healthy. And for others, red wine may give them cancer. So for some people, I think vitamin E rocks. For others, it doesn't. Until we kind of figure out genetically what works for us, we can't really, you know, yet, I guess, decide. So going back to what the CDC now has to deal with is this new data is telling us that it's not just the typical Juul or the typical nicotine e-cig that's out there on the market that's causing these illnesses. It looks like the majority, if not all of them, are people who use these, like, bootleg marijuana cartridges. Now, how the hell the vitamin E is getting into that, my guess is, you know, vitamin E is in skin creams and all sorts of stuff, so maybe when they're rolling it or I don't know, but there's something, somehow vitamin E acetate is getting into the marijuana stuff. That I just got to figure out, and then I'll reveal and tell you guys once I figure that out. See, nobody in the news is really talking about this kind of stuff. You know, it's all about Trump and his Sharpie gate. I really don't care about a Sharpie and whether Alabama was at risk or not. That's what this whole, all the news this weekend was about Sharpie gate. And I'd really like to know more about how the hell vitamin E acetate is in the marijuana. So we're going to find out more. The CDC right now is investigating. Meantime, Juul is getting their butt chewed out pretty bad by the FDA. I believe they're currently right now getting slammed for their illegal marketing practices. And again, if they marketed to kids, bad. That was bad. And they need to, make amends for that. But are they at risk for these lung-related vaping illnesses? We don't know. If people are using bootleg cartridges from some other countries and there's other crap in them, can we really blame the company? So right now there's this big witch hunt. People are banning e-cigs. Personally, I say, guys, when it comes to vaping and e-cigs, you know, protect your lungs. Your lungs don't need crap going into them. Their job is to exchange oxygen and carbon dioxide. So the less in your lungs, the better. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Let me just update you on the latest with Hurricane Dorian. Right now, the death toll is at 44. But officials and residents know that that number is a gross underestimation, unfortunately. Right now, people are discussing how the or describing the Bahamas as being totally leveled and gone. And that storm we knew was going to wreak damage. But, I mean, we are talking about acres and acres and acres completely destroyed. Minister of Health Dwayne Sands told the Miami Herald that the official death toll represents confirmed deaths and is tabulated as the bodies arrive at the morgue. The majority of deaths occurred in the Abaco Islands. The other hard-hit area, Grand Bahama, already has about 8 deaths confirmed. So they say the death toll obviously is lower than the reality because they have to still find the bodies. Fox News arrived in Grand Bahama Saturday morning. This is coming out of Fox News, and learned that at least 18 deaths in the eastern part of the island, one settlement known as High Rock. Residents say 17 have died. So right now, evacuees are being flown into a private airport. They're being tended to in large tents. There is food and water. There's volunteers helping. American Red Cross is there. Tons of charities are out there. And a lot of family waiting for help. We know Royal Caribbean came out there with food. A lot of stars, Tyler Perry, have come out there with food and stuff. It's unfortunately a sad situation. Tish Kemp, who is was looking for her family, and she had criticized the Bahamian government for what she thought was an inadequate response and an egregious lack of transparency. Now, she accused them of not telling the truth about the death toll and said dead bodies are still lying out there in the hot sun, and that could threaten the health of Bahamans. And she said, who's going to be responsible for the lost souls? Who's going to explain to us why we have no plan before and why we don't have plans? And so she's worried that her niece is among the dead. And officials with the Bahama government have repeatedly denied allegations of cover-up and pushed back on what they call rumors of the Internet related to the death toll and allegations of rejected humanitarian aid. I don't really know of those rumors. The problem is people want answers fast. And no matter how prepared you are for a big calamity such as this, you know, I how do I describe it? Okay, I'm going to describe this as a big ball of earwax, okay? So, when you have a bunch of earwax in your ear, and some of us get it, some of us don't, and the earwax is clogging your eardrum, and doctors, nurse practitioners, PAs, whatever, medical providers, will have some drops in the office and have ways to kind of loosen it and take it out. But we could really, really effectively take out the first part sometimes. Now, a lot of times we could flush and get the whole thing out. But when people on their own put those eardrops in to soften the earwax, and then the doctor comes in to start, fleshing or starting to, you know, remove what they can, they remove the first part, like a first bite of a hot dog, okay? Like the first part of the cylinder. So we're really, really good, a lot of times, is getting through that first part. We're prepared. We know what we're doing. So, like, with the hurricane, okay? You know, we may be like, all right, we're going to send food. We're going to send this. We're going to send tents. We're going to do this. We are ready to go. And then, as you go into the next day or two or a few days, you start to either fatigue, you start to lose, you know, the large amount of supplies that you had. You start to deal with looters and other sorts of safety issues. And even if you might have on paper prepared, it's completely different once you're in there. With the wax analogy, once you get through the first soft part that you might have softened with the drops, now it's kind of hard and crusty, and you have to deal with that next piece. And a lot of times it's not exactly what you expected, but now you have to kind of regroup, and you have to maybe go in harder. And so with these sort of unfortunate, you know, events, you are thinking, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to go there. We're going to line people up. We're going to pass things out. We're going to, and you have a plan for a very coordinated response. But when you get there, it's not coordinated. You have people upset. You have people with mental illness. You have people completely devastated. You have people sick. You have people that, you know, might not want to stand in line. You have people stealing things. You have people that once somebody does get their clothes and their food and their water, they get robbed. And now they got to go back in line. And you don't know if that person going back in line is trying to take doubles or seconds or if they really got robbed. And so you have to have all that planned out. And usually the average FEMA or, you know, response has that down. Red Cross has this down. But I don't know if the average government does. And so when the average government just wants everybody to kind of hold their horses, especially the media, saying, look, okay, we have search and rescue, we have this, and mind you, okay, their country was destroyed. And so people in the government, I'm not saying this to defend the government of Bahama, but the Bahamas, but, you know, you are expecting the Bahamian government to be at 100% capacity, working at 100% force, and many of them have lost people, lost their families. They have their families going, okay, I need help. And so, you know, they're maybe working at half, you know, crew. So, I think the media needs to give everybody a break. Social media needs to give everybody a break. And they need to just kind of have a basic, you know, narrative out there of, guys, we need help. Just bring all the help you could get. We will have final death toll numbers once we can evaluate. Right now we're trying to help the survivors, trying to help the sick, and trying to find the dead. But we need all the help we could get, all hands on deck. We will give you more information as we can. Boom. And then everybody else needs to just, you know, from a media standpoint, leave them the hell alone and help. So can there be fraud? Can governments, unfortunately, you know, do bad things during this time? Absolutely. You know, I mean, it's not, I'm not naive. But the last thing the government needs right now is to be dealing with a PR smear. And unfortunately, that hinders rescue efforts. If there is news that's out there saying that the government of the Bahamas is committing some sort of fraud, that's going to stop people from donating and helping. And if it's a false rumor, all right, that's ridiculous. Now, you know, this is why when it comes to charity and stuff, I really, really like to do more tangible sort of donations, like donating blood. We've talked about that. You know, donating blood, nobody can really commit fraud with that. I mean, if you donated the blood has to go to somebody. I mean, the worst thing that can happen is they don't give the blood to somebody. But, I mean, at least you don't have to worry about somebody taking the money and spending it on something else, right? Just like that's why I love collections of clothes. I love collections of, you know, bandages and, you know, toilet paper and, you know, cleaning supplies and antiseptics and things like that for families. You know, give people a box of goods, you know, that they could use rather than sending the money blindly. However, when it comes to charities like Red Cross, et cetera, they do need money. And I trust them. I really do. And so, unfortunately, when it comes to, you know, natural disasters, we're going to have more. And I don't know if we ever learn from other ones. You know, people have been very, very upset about FEMA's response with Hurricane Katrina. And I haven't been too critical because I don't really know what the hell you are supposed to do once you do that first assault. You know, you do that first, you know, you have that first front and you come in fast, you come in hard. But then the aftermath of these things goes for weeks and months. And that's when people get very, very critical of the governments. Like, wait a second, you know, we're getting looted, we're getting raped. You know, we still don't have a home, we still don't have power, and it can take months. So is the government doing the best it can? Or is that where the government is weak? And so what I think you need is you need teams, special teams, right? All right? So you have, just like with football, you got your offense, you got your defense, you got your special teams. Maybe when it comes to these sort of, responses, you have your 1 week out team, you got your 2 weeks, you got your 1 month, that kind of thing. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news, I got.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The day after tomorrow will be the 18th anniversary of the attacks that have become known as 9/11. Today, the U.S. Senate Homeland Security Panel taking a look at new threats facing Americans and looking at what's happened since the attacks on September 11th, 2001.
To look back and assess what has transpired since that awful day. What actions were taken? What has and what has not been effective? And maybe most important, what has changed?
That's Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin who chairs that Senate panel. Meanwhile, the Taliban says more Americans will die after President Trump called off what was to be a secret meeting at Camp David yesterday. The president canceled the meeting after a suicide attack last week by the Taliban that killed an American soldier. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
But maybe, we are back maybe, on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't know if you guys heard this. There's a school that is taking away the bathroom doors because they're sick of vaping happening at school. This is occurring in Alabama. So at Wilson High School in Florence, Alabama, it's about 130 miles southwest of Nashville, Tennessee, students are sneaking e-cigs into school, even though there are rules prohibiting them from doing so. So Principal Gary Horden told WAFF that they are removing bathroom doors. Now, not all of them. All right. According to WAFF, they are going to remove some of the doors off the bathroom stalls. But this is the boys' bathroom, not the girls'. That's a trend sweeping the nation, obviously. E-cigs, vapes, e-hookahs, big problem in schools, and kids are smoking pot. But removing the bathroom doors, that makes me a little nervous. We're talking stall doors. So teachers, staff, and students at Wilson High School are seeing and smelling the problem right inside the walls. Not from the toilets, but from the e-cigs. They say 2 weeks ago, a scary and dangerous situation happened to a student vaping in the bathroom. And Principal Gary Horton said one of the students was found passed out in the stall after vaping. He says every day a student is sneaking off to the bathroom to vape. Horton says to stop students from taking smoke breaks, the best solution was to remove the stall doors in the boys' bathrooms. Now, you have some parents freaking out about this. They think it's too invasive. Brandon Campbell says, me as a parent, personally, I think that's a little excessive. I don't like it. They take their only private place in the school that they could do their business. Some parents believe the school could have come up with a better solution. They said, bad vaping problem. Then you need spotters in the bathroom. You need someone adult to go in there and make sure there's not vaping going on. The problem is again, when the door is closed, how do you know they're not pooping, right? Maybe they're vaping while pooping. So according to Brandon Campbell, it's a little over excessive. Maybe they need to put a monitor in the hall like they do. Usually they have a truancy officer or a police officer at the school. Have them monitor the hallway because the bathroom is for each individual person's privacy. Now, the principal said the removal of the stall doors could be temporary because they're trying to figure out other solutions to students from vaping in bathrooms. Now, he would not address why it wasn't done in other bathrooms like girl bathrooms. So, okay. Here's the problem that these schools have, okay? And I'm not saying this in defense, but this is just a known fact. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So if this school literally had a kid who was passed out in a bathroom stall and nobody found him, now, I mean, I'm assuming he was on the ground, but let's say somebody is slumped over a toilet. Just sitting there and slumped. And nobody goes in to check on him. The person could have been alive, let's say, and then this is just in general, you know. Like I think, oh my gosh, who was it with the Sopranos? James Gandolfini. I think he died when he was in the bathroom. And I think his son found him. So let's say somebody starts to, let's say overdose on narcotics. And they're technically still breathing. But they're just sitting there on the toilet like, and they're starting to go into respiratory depression. And nobody knows because the door is closed. That person eventually dies, let's say. What do you think happens to the school? That school is sued. That school is fine. I mean, you know, everybody throws the book at that school because there was an overdose death that happened on their property. And if they go, but it was in the bathroom and they have the door closed and it doesn't matter, it's your responsibility. So my guess is somebody must have told this principal that if this stuff is happening, you know, on your watch in your school, you're responsible. So he probably said, well, fine, if somebody was passed out because they're smoking pot or whatever. Then, you know what, we need to make sure that these kids are found by other kids so we could, you know, start emergency medical health or intervention. So, no doors. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what went on in their thinking. But that's, you know, we talked about this with the liability. You are responsible for, everything. Even if it's technically not your fault. And so, if the school really is liable, then, you know, and somebody might have been passed out in a closed quarters, then get rid of the door so people could see. Now, the flip side, though, is, getting privacy. Now, when I first heard of no bathroom stall doors, I went through flashbacks of being in high school, having my period. If there was no door, I would have been just absolutely mortified, right? And I probably would have ended up having toxic shock because I probably wouldn't have changed anything until I got home. And, you know, high school, these people are mean. And so if you have a girl or a guy that's trying to go to the bathroom, okay, and they're having issues and you have people that are mean making fun of them, they're not going to go to the bathroom. They obviously the bullying has never stopped in high school. And so sometimes you need a private place to go to the bathroom. But now we have the issue of boys versus girls. And are the boys being discriminated against and the girls not? Can you remove the boy bathroom doors and not the girls? Where everyone's like, okay, well, it's a good that that's not the girls because the girls have the periods. But, you know, guys need privacy too. And so when, you know, this idea that, okay, well, you know, they're boys so they can handle it. You know, nobody really interviews the guys. And a lot of guys don't want to criticize because they don't want to look like weenies. But there's a lot of men out there that really don't like the double standard. They don't like that women, right, get to have, you know, the women, ladies' night free or, you know, free gym membership for ladies or, you know, lack of privacy issues or, you know, and trust me, you know, as a woman and having moms and foremothers and, you know, grandmothers and great-grandmothers who had to really, really fight for our rights, I'm very, very grateful, you know, for what they've done. And I appreciate the fact that women were treated as second-class citizens for decades. And in some, you know, cases, they still are. But we do have this attitude that is very, very anti-man. And, well, the guys are just going to have to handle it. I mean, you know, how many guys are kind of bothered by the, you know, the whole Titanic thing of, all right, if you're a guy, you know, you have to stay. If you're a lady, you live. Now, women and children, that's something that I think the majority of us agree on. But I think there's a lot of guys out there going, you know, that's got to suck. You know, it wasn't my choice to be born a guy. And now I got to stay on a sinking ship because I'm a guy and I'm not a girl. You know, remember during the Titanic, somebody dressed up. I think there were even more that dressed up as women. Just to live. And so, you know, I know this isn't the most politically correct sort of topic of conversation, but when you decide, you know, well, we'll remove the doors in a boys' bathroom, but leave them in the girls', and the boys can handle it better, they can't. Guys need privacy, too. They do. Guys need, you know, the same, we want to treat everybody equal. And I see this time and time again with certain political groups that want to be progressive and want to give equal rights. But then what ends up happening is they actually don't give equal rights. They start taking groups of people and giving them less rights. And we start to have this, you know, discrimination on other counts. We're discriminated against smokers. We discriminate against guys. We discriminate against, you know, so many different aspects. And we say that's okay because it's in the, you know, eyes of progress. Well, taking a bathroom door away from boys isn't progress. The 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we have 9 Florida students ate THC-laced candy, and now they're hospitalized. These students were from the Renaissance Charter School in Cooper City, and they were hospitalized Friday with stomach pains after eating the THC-laced candy. THC, as you know, is the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. It makes users feel high. And the children were not identified, but they were young. They were only 10 and 11. They were between the ages of 10 and 11, so not good. Not good at all. And the injuries, thank God, weren't life-threatening. But unfortunately, they're, it's candy and gives you a buzz. I know some of you are like, oh, that actually sounds good. No, it's not good. You know, I've never eaten marijuana. I don't even know what that would taste like. Like people say, oh, I have my marijuana brownies or marijuana chocolate chip cookies. I mean, I just love chocolate chip cookies. I just love marijuana. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, I don't love marijuana. I just love the brownie. I can't see myself sulling up the taste. You know, yesterday I was watching football. Dallas Cowboys did awesome. Oh, my gosh, the Patriots. You guys heard that Antonio Brown left the Raiders. And, I think got dismissed from the Raiders and is moving over to the Patriots. Patriots were doing good yesterday even without Antonio Brown, but now it's going to be sick. It's going to be crazy. But anyway, so, you know, I decide that I really want Coca-Cola. And I was not going to put any Jack or any alcohol with it. I just love the taste of Coca-Cola. So something sweet, it's yummy. The problem is when you have THC-laced candy, were these kids taking it on purpose? Or did they think it was candy that, you know, somebody brought from home and then it had the psychoactive stuff in it? You know, we've talked about little kids getting sick from mom's cookies. I mean, if there are chocolate chip cookies, you know, in the oven that were freshly baked and they're cooling off, kid's going to run and grab the cookie. Well, if there's a marijuana in them, it's a problem. So it's unfortunate. Now, again, we don't really have cases of people dying from marijuana. But I believe there was one case report where there was a kid that overdosed on it. Now, when it comes to a kid dying, you know, people will say, you know, well, you know, if the parents tried to hide it. When it comes to a kid dying, they'll usually autopsy. You know, not all the time. But, you know, when somebody dies and there's no reason for it, they'll do a tox screen, and then they may also do an autopsy if the tox screen doesn't pick it up. So I feel very confident that marijuana doesn't necessarily kill directly. But I am not a fan of the secondary effects, like when I watch them as I drive on the freeway. I mean, these people drive like crap. And I'm like, dude, just pull over, sleep it off. And I mean, and wait till the high is gone. So it's pretty scary. Now, this is scary, guys. A pressure cooker whistle shoots off and lodges into a woman's skull. This happened to Mundai Bursi when she was making a meal. And on September 4th, she had set the cooker on the gas stove in her home, went outside to cut some hay. This happened, I believe, in... I'm not sure what city this was in. India. Oh, sorry, country of India. So the woman could not hear the whistle screaming over the hay cutter. So she went back in about an hour later to remove the cooker from the stovetop. As she did, the steam reportedly caused the whistle to burst and then shoot in the face. Now, I'm looking at X-ray right now. It was a 3-inch object that actually pierced the skull bone, and it separated her eyes from her brain. She was rushed to a local hospital. CT saw that the whistle was jammed into her skull near the brain. The object was lodged so deeply that you couldn't even see it from the outside. I'm looking right now. It looks like her eye was completely destroyed. Poor thing. So, Dr. Ashish Joy Soren with Bhagwan Mahavir Medica Super Specialty Hospital in Jharkhand, India, said they used surgery, obviously, to remove the whistle, and it was very, very difficult. So they had to release adhesions around the whistle to ensure that no bleeding would occur while they were extracting the metallic object. Then they had to have backup plans if blood would spurt. Now, it's very difficult to pull a whistle out, especially when it's in the brain. So they gently pulled it out, packed the wound using pieces of gauze. Surgery was successful. They could save the life of the woman. I, unfortunately, could not be saved. So all she did was cook a meal. And she's been released from the hospital a day after the operation. These freak accidents, I mean, it almost makes you just want to wear goggles and headgear and protection. I don't know. I'm just blown away. It's like, you know, when I hear these freak accidents, anytime we do that, you know, we think to ourselves, well, what can we do so this doesn't happen to me or doesn't happen to my loved ones? And I don't know. Maybe it was a cheap, I don't know. But there's a lot of things we do that could potentially be really, 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 really harmful. Now, we have a 38-year-old man in Malta who was brought to the hospital for a suspected drug overdose, and he later died. But we don't think he died from the drug overdose. What happened is the cocaine had tore a big, huge hole in the back of his throat. His last hospital admission wasn't his first day either, they said. Doctors had noticed that he kind of had been kind of a frequent flyer. So on his first visit to Mater Dei Hospital in Messina, Malta, doctors noted a visible erosion to the hard and soft palate. And we know that cocaine can burn holes in your nose. But he also had droopy eyelids, redness and swelling in his eyes. He also had a fever, so he was getting infected, obviously. He had a CT scan. He was diagnosed with preseptal cellulitis, which is an infection of the eyelid and the soft tissues around the eye. He confessed to using drugs. He was given two different antibiotics, released after 7 days of IV medication, and was given contact information for support groups. 4 months later, the same man landed back in the hospital with, again, suspected overdose. But this time, I mean, he was pretty bad. He was in shock, and an urgent MRI saw that he had some really, really bad swelling in the cranial cervical junction, which is kind of where the skull and the upper spine connect. So we think what happened is he had pachymeningitis, which is this inflammatory disease that caused swelling around the brain. Again, he was put on a couple different antibiotics to kill off infection, but he ended up dying. And so drug users, they say, according to this, and the lesson learned on this one, is when somebody uses drugs and overdoses, it isn't just about the drugs and them having the immediate effects. You have to look at secondary and tertiary effects that the drug could do. Because they may not die necessarily of drug overdose, but they may die secondarily of holes that were just completely destroyed. You know, just like with alcohol, somebody would come into the hospital drunk. So you're like, all right, you know, let's make sure he gets his vitamins, his thiamine, and let's give him some, a bunch of B vitamins and folate, and let's, once he, clears up, let him go. But see, I was taught, if this guy is really, really drunk, he might already have an ulcer. He may already have liver disease. And maybe he's about to have a GI bleed. And so while we have him and he's drunk, why don't we use this, use this to our advantage and take advantage of the situation and examine him and, get an idea of what's going on. And we did that. In the olden days, we did that. You came in, we would look for everything and make sure you were good and let you go. Now it's not the case. It's we treat the problem and get you out of here because there's not enough money. Especially if somebody doesn't have insurance, we're not going to do a whole big workup. Our job is to treat the initial problem. Unfortunately, there's people with life-threatening problems. 1-877-DOLLY.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.